how did the band get started?
Gorgoroth, the very beginnings was Infernus. You know, it's his band. He started it from the very, very beginning. And the very starting of it, and the whole conception of it was really just him and a singer and a few different members, and that's really how Gorgoroth has been the whole career. It's been several different members, and I think we have like 15, 16 different bass players that have been in the band, 10, 15 different guitar players, 4 or 5 different singers. I mean, there's a lot of member changes, but the core of it is Infernus. He started the band way, way back in the day. He writes all the music, and really all relates back to him.
Alright, for those of who don't know you guys, which shouldn't be too many people, describe the kind of music you guys play.
Satanic black metal. Raw, heavy, like just really pure black metal, no keyboards, just raw in your face. And we have a lot of fans. I mean, I'm sure anybody that has heard any black metal, I know they know who Gorgoroth is. There's really no music, you know, explains who we are. But satanic black metal, if you're into satanic music, you're into satanic black metal, you definitely know who Gorgoroth is. 100% sure of that.
Yeah. Alright, and how has your fan response been when you guys play and whatnot?
When you play shows, it's always amazing. People go nuts. It's great. We just did a show in Finland about a month ago, and the crowd was amazing. And sometimes they're like in awe, because when we play, it's really fierce. It's really like captivating. And you're like, there's a lot to look at. There's a lot to see on the stage. And some of us are like spitting blood all over the place. A couple of us, and others are getting really dramatic into their guitar playing and stuff like that. So, I mean, it's a really good show that we put on. So in the beginning, I saw a lot of people were just like with their jaws on the floor. But as time moves on, they start jumping around, dancing. They start singing the same, chanting some of the songs that we play. A lot of people know our lyrics. So they sing along with this one, we're doing a thing. But I don't think we've ever played a show, even when we had a really small amount of people in the crowd, we've always had an amazing audience. So it's a lucky thing for us.
That's great. Alright, for those of people who don't know, tell us where you came up with the band name from.
It comes from the Lord of the Rings tales, and you know, the Gorgoroth is like a land that's a part of, there's a map. I'm not really into it. I didn't come up with the name of the band. It's not really I'm not a fan of Lord of the Rings, although I love the movies, my kids love it and everything. But it's just kind of, it was a cool name back then. I'm not sure why or how he came up with it, but I think he was really into the books at the time, the J.R.R. Tolkien books, and I think it just came up through that.
Yeah, it seems like a lot of fans use stuff from Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So definitely where it came from. Why he chose it, I think it's just because he was a huge fan at the time of the Tolkien books, and it was a kind of a pretty cool name. I like it now. I think it's a cool name.
Oh, definitely. All right, and what is the current lineup?
We have different lineups. We have a lineup that we use in the studio, and we have a lineup that we use live. So there's like a drummer that plays with us, Thomas Austin. He's our session drummer in the studio. He used to play for Dark Funeral. He used to play with Dissection. His name is Thomas Austin. He lives in Sweden, and he's our studio drummer. So when we're recording albums these days, since 2008, we started working with Thomas in the studio. So we go record with him, we do all our kind of music creation with him. Then we have a live band that we play with, and the live band is our drummer's Veal, who plays for Kiefer Callison, amazing drummer, probably the best drummer I've ever seen in my life, and that's why we have him in our band. player. We have a few that work with us in like South America area. We have guitarists that work with us in Europe. The one in Europe is a guitar player. His name is Stagen. He plays in a band called Tortorum. They're a Bergen black metal band. Anybody should check them out. They're called Tortorum. T-O-R-T-O-R-U-M. It's a really awesome black metal band from Norway. And our singer currently that we use live is Hurst from the band Torta. It's another amazing Norwegian band from Bergen, as well as Gorgoroth. A lot of people that are into black metal are going to know exactly what we're talking about as far as our singer Hurst is concerned. I think he's an amazing frontman, probably the best frontman that Gorgoroth had. But he hasn't played on any of our albums yet. Because right now we're in the middle of recording a new album, and we have a few different options what we're going to be doing. Albums we had, like I said, we were using Thomas right now. We had another drummer a while ago. So it's always changing, always different. I'm really comfortable with the live group that we have right now. I think Vila is got to be the best drummer ever out there. If you're familiar with the band Keep a Tellison, their drummer, he's our live drummer, so he's just amazing.
Alright, and have any recordings have you guys done total?
Total, the band, I think it's about 9 right now. Right, about 9 albums. With me, I've done, this will be my second album. Okay. With the band. This is my second album. But I believe it's about 9, and that's including like EPs and splits that we've done. And things like that. We also have been on tribute records, a Mayhem tribute record that they did years ago. I joined the band in 2007. I didn't actually start playing with them until 2009. So I joined just after all the controversy that went on with the name change of the band. They had some issues in the past with former members trying to take the name from the band. I joined right after that whole incident.
All right. What is your favorite Gorgoroth CD and why?
Yeah.
A little tricky one there.
I love the album Pentagram because it's the album that I was introduced to Gorgoroth with years ago. I heard the album years ago and I was like, really liked it. I liked how raw and evil it sounded. And we play a lot of songs off the Pentagram album currently, still. So it's definitely one of my favorite albums of all time. The album that I played on, of course, is going to be another favorite of mine, the Quantos Passant that we just did in 2010 it came out. That was, amazing album. Totally different style from what Gorgoroth has done in the past. Really not excellent production. Really raw sounding, but really clean and perfect production, which is, in the past, the production has always been really kind of hard to understand and kind of muffled. Our production really kind of came out of, so I guess it's just technology and evolution and digital and all that kind of stuff that they're doing these days. You know? But yeah, Pentagram, definitely my favorite record.
And I just want to make a note that there is a Gorgoroth review on my website. So anybody can go check that out. My reviewer that did it is also a really big Gorgoroth fan as well. So
cool. What album did you review?
I don't know how to pronounce it too well. It's the one that came out in 2009.
Okay. Yep, that's the last one we did.
Yeah. I'm not good with pronunciation, I will admit that.
Yeah.
Okay, and you said that you're recording, or you're going to be recording something new. When do you expect something to be released?
We're hoping to be released early part of 2014. We've really taken a lot of time on this record. We're really focusing a lot on the songs and the structure and just really making it to be like the best album we can ever put together. And it's taken us a little bit. So the last album came out in 2009, so it's 4 years later. We're still putting this record together, so there's been a lot of thought put into it, and I, when it comes out, I know the fans are going to really, really, really love it, especially if they like the last album we did. They're going to really love this one, because it's a mixture of a lot of our old stuff and a lot of the new kind of style that we've come to develop off the last record. So early part of 2014 we're shooting for.
Okay, we'll definitely get that review in as well. Can you tell us anything about any of the new songs, or is it all going to be just a surprise?
I can tell you the name of the album is going to be Instinctus Bestialis, is the name of the album.
Okay.
It's the title of the album. We don't have any song titles yet. That usually comes when the lyrics start coming together with the album. But a lot of the riffs are true Norwegian black metal riffs, but they just have a more updated vibe to it and feel to it. It's going to be different. It's really going to be a different record, but classic Gorgoroth style. So that's as much as I can really say. We have a few little demos and snippets that we have that we've been rehearsing with and practicing and messing around with, but I have nothing that's actually finished that I could actually say, oh yeah, we have one full song that I could actually say that this song is, you know, completely done. We're not even to that point yet. So we've got probably an album and a half worth of riffs. So it's just a matter of us chopping it all down and putting everything into like actual songs and then just making it perfect. And we have a studio with Thomas in Sweden that we record in, and we rehearse in, and we do all our recording and everything in Sweden. So it's like an underground dungeon type of a studio. It's called Monolith Studios in Stockholm. It's like kind of underground in this basement. It's really dark and cold and perfect for us for recording.
Definitely. Alright, what do you guys do to make the next album more successful?
Just our attitude now has been so much better, I think, than in the past. From what I talked to in front of, he's so much more happier with me and the other people that are in the band. It gives him a really better attitude towards Gorgoroth now. He's really, really excited about what we're doing today. He can't wait to see us, you know, the next time we're going to play again. We're like really, really excited about things. So I think that's going to really shine in this record. The last record, he was in prison for under a year, and that is where the album came out of, a prison stick, you know, sentence. So, I mean, it's a different vibe and a different attitude, I think, now. There's a lot more positive energy coming through. So I think this one is going to be really, really special.
Awesome. All right, who are your musical influences?
Me personally, Geezer Butler, because I'm a bass player for Gorgoroth, so I love Geezer Butler, he's been my idol since I was a kid. Black Sabbath, see a bass player. I just saw Black Sabbath like last week in West Palm Beach. They killed it. It was probably one of the best concerts I ever saw in my life. It was awesome. And other influences of mine, I'm really hardcore influences. I'm really into like old English punk, like Discharge, The Clash. I'm really, the bass player from The Clash is really a big influence of mine. Mike Dean from Corrosion of Conformity is a big influence for my bass playing. I really like to play hard with a pick and just play the hell out of the guitar, and that's a lot of the bass players that I follow. The bass player from Bad Brains is another influence of mine. But the band overall has influence as well in black metal. Like Darkthrone is a big influence of ours. Slayer is a big influence of ours. So overall with Gorgoroth, an influence is definitely going to be some of the older black metal, Norwegian black metal bands. Darkthrone, definitely.
Yeah.
Manila Road is also an influence. Infernus, he loves Middle of the Road. Pentagram is a big influence of ours, the band Pentagram. So, yeah, we have a lot of Doom influence, obviously with the Black Sabbath influence and that kind of stuff, and then Slayer is a huge influence. Really hurt us a lot when Jeff Hammond died this year. That was like really, really hit us hard.
Yeah, that hit everyone really hard.
Yeah, it's a really sad day. I feel it's like the end of Slayer to me. He wrote a lot of the best stuff that Slayer did. And it's really, really a sad day in metal.
Definitely. Do you have any other influences?
Me for everything. I like everything. I like country music. I'm really into like Hank 3. I like Johnny Cash. I like all kinds of music. I listen to pretty much everything. My son's listening to whatever's on the radio now, and there's certain things that I like. But I'm also into big time into black metal. I'm all the way up to date with a lot of bands that are out today. I listen to like one of the bands I really like is Frast. This is a black metal band. They're like around some of the 2000s, 2004 they came out. We just played Torna in Finland. They're a really awesome black metal band. I'm really into Beharit. They were a big influence for me in black metal. And there's another one, a band I just was turned on to, a band called Holte de Gules. They're from Poland. And they're just like the most evilest black metal band I think I have ever heard in my life. Gotta check them out. Cultes, Cultes de Gules, like Gules, just G-H-O-U-L-E-S, Gules, from Poland. And they just put a record out called Handbane, or H-A-N-D-A-N-E, a Bane or something like that. And I've just ordered the CD, I've ordered the vinyl of it. Like, just freaking out. So awesome. But yeah, it's been a big influence to me in black metal in my playing, is being up to date with what's going on in black metal right now, you know?
Right. Well,
there's a fest actually going on in October in South Florida. It's like a cult fest in October.
I heard about that. I don't remember who, but someone had sent me a flyer for that, and I was like, oh man, I wish I was in South Florida.
Yeah, it's October 11th. It's in Miami, a place called the Churchills.
Yeah.
And Cult of Azazel is playing. That's like a Fort Lauderdale black metal band, Florida black metal band.
I used to be friends with one of the guys from that band, but we lost touch over the years, of course.
Yeah.
I believe Fathom is playing as well. They're really good friends.
Yeah, Promethean Horde.
Yeah, I saw them not too long ago.
They're definitely good bands.
Yes.
Imperial Conquest. And a lot of bands I haven't even seen, I've heard only, that are going to be there. So I'm pretty excited to go see them.
Yes, definitely. Especially in Florida, because Florida's more known for death metal, so it's good to see that there are some good, strong black metal bands.
Yeah, when I was in Bergen just for about 10 days, and we rehearsed, maybe out of the 10 days, about 6-7 days, out of the 10 days we were rehearsing, Gorgoroth was rehearsing, and I also had the opportunity to go see Torka rehearse, my singer's band, Horse's band, and I was blown away, because I have all their albums, I have like their newest album, I just bought their 20-year anniversary CD, so I'm like, biggest fan of that band, and I was able to sit with the guys and watch them play the whole set in their rehearsal room. Blown away, amazing. Best moment in my life. Black metal moment.
All right, where was I? Oh, yeah. This might be kind of a odd question, and I don't, so let me just go ahead and say, what made you get into pick up your instrument and start playing?
A really bad area, neighborhood, but that's where you're an environment, you know. And my dad's concept was he wanted to film these bands and then play them on TV. This is like 1978, 77 when he was doing this. And it was really like the formation before MTV. And he had a Channel J in Manhattan. and they would play Talking Heads videos, and they'd play the New York Dolls, they'd play the Ramones. There was a band, I think, that Keith Richards had called the New Barbarians from Rolling Stones, and he played there. So I was kind of growing up in that environment, and I've always just been a fiend for the guitar. And I got into bass because every time I tried to join a band, they always weren't looking for guitar players. They always needed a bass player. And there were some really kick-ass bands that I wanted to join, so I was like, but I ended up playing with a band called Hellwitch.
All right, I know who they are.
Yes, they're from Florida, from Gainesville originally. But I played with Hellwitch for since 1988 to 1989, I think it was. And then in 89, I joined Obituary, the death metal band.
Right.
I don't know anything else.
That's good.
Yeah.
It worked out. Okay, some of these questions you kind of already answered about what the band's like live, but about how big of a crowd usually shows up.
It depends where. You know, in South America, a few thousand. We haven't played America. Haven't played America yet. So I'm hoping maybe a couple thousand. Never played the U.S., never played America at all. We played Milwaukee, the band played Milwaukee in 1994, 95, I think it was. They played the Milwaukee Metal Fest. But that was it. It's the only time Gorgoroth has ever been to the States. But we're getting a lot of requests. I mean, unbelievable how many people want to see us here. But we just have other obligations, and we just haven't had a chance to really pin down the right time to come here and do a tour. And it's going to happen. It'll probably definitely happen in 2014, 2015 for sure. Because we like to map out our whole touring cycle. As soon as our record comes out, we map everything out from that point. And it just seems that things just start building up, and all of a sudden we have South America, we have Europe, we have this, we have Russia, we have Japan, and all these countries, and the next thing you know, we're ready to make another record, and we haven't hit the States yet. So that's going to be the next thing, is we're really focusing to come to the States.
Yes, me too. I can't wait till you guys actually do play, because I had two incidents with two different bands where they were coming here, and then one I was in the hospital, and the other one they canceled. It's like,
Oh, yeah. Yeah, what bands are that?
Dark Funeral came, and that's when I was in the hospital. And then Emperor was supposed to come, and they were all sick, so they had to cancel.
Oh, wow. That sucks. Yeah. I heard they're back, though, Emperor. They're going to play Wacken for 2014, and they're going to do some big... they're going to redo one of their albums, like, on stage. Should be pretty cool.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. We kind of went over this, but let me get your total opinion of the U.S. black metal scene.
I like it. I mean, it's definitely, I don't think there's enough. There's got to be more. But I like a lot of bands that come from America. Like I said, Cult of the Weasel from Fort Lauderdale. I'm a huge fan of them. I'm really good friends with Julian, the guy fan, the guitar player. He's a really good friend of mine. I'm a big fan of Angel Quartz. You know Angel Quartz?
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Yeah, huge fan of Angel Quartz. I toured with Angel Quartz years ago, 1996, I think it was. There's Obituary, Cannibal Quartz, Immortal, and Angel Quartz. Fucking sickest tour ever. And Angel Quartz from Texas, I believe, they were actually in Florida. They came from Florida for a little while, just in Tampa.
And Pete, the vocalist, he actually came from a band up in like the West Coast. I can't remember the name of the band, but I knew him back then.
Wow, yeah, he's been around, he's definitely been around. I heard this band recently called Necro Filth. I'm not sure where they're from, but they were awesome. They're American black metal. They're kind of like a DRI meets a black metal band. So But they're pretty cool. But yeah, I love the American black metal scene. Morbid Angel has been my pinnacle of band. I was just listening to Altars of Madness just now. It's like my all-time favorite band. And that's kind of what got me deeper and deeper and deeper into eviler and eviler kind of music. But there was a time where when I was introduced to Bathory, that was it. And then I got introduced to Morbid Angel, and it just kind of kept getting even darker and darker and darker.
Great. Okay, what are some improvements you guys seen in the last 10 years that inspired you to try something new?
Well, definitely the technology and recording. We always would record on tape, and now everything is digital, so it's a challenge today. You have to really be perfect in your playing. A lot of this stuff is recorded with a click track. So there's we've never really had a record back in the days with like something clicking in the back that you know you had to be on time with. So that'll fall together to where it's all going to be perfect when it's all recorded. So that's been kind of a big challenge and something that's been different for us to deal with in these days. What I would like to do, we're not really at that point yet, but I would like to record everything analog on tape and then dump that into digital. And get it all packaged up and sealed up. Because that's a lot of bands are doing that now. Well, bands with big money are doing it now. And it sounds really good. But yeah, I think the recording end of it is what answers your question.
I actually got someone had sent me a cassette in the mail a few months back, and I'm just like, okay, what am I supposed to do with this?
Yeah.
It's like, I can't put it on the station, it's a tape.
You know what I saw at, I think it was at Bed Bath & Beyond, of all places. It was a record player, a cassette player, and a CD player. And then it had a USB port into it. So you could record your cassettes onto USB and put it into digital into your computer. You can record your vinyl and put it onto your computer and turn it into digital. And it had a cassette player. I was blown away. And I also see that in like some of the extreme eating. Yeah, yeah, you, mom's friend. And I see that in a lot of these extreme bands nowadays. They are offering that.
Definitely. Okay, what do you think of bands who are influenced by Gorgoroth?
It's an honor. It's a complete honor. And I'm influenced by Gorgoroth. I'm a member of the band. I'm influenced by them. When I first heard them years ago, when I heard the Pentagram record, that put a whole new look on how I approached music. It was like the most evil thing I ever heard at that time. And I can tell a lot of bands are hugely influenced by what they've done. And it's a huge honor to be part of this band. I mean, I can't describe how happy I am to be a part of it. Nothing like it in anything. Nothing like it at all. And then to have people that are influenced by us is like, I can't even describe it.
Yeah, I bet. All right. Any touring plans coming up in the near future?
Yeah, we got the European tours we're starting to talk about right now, probably March or April. Nothing from now until that time. Me and Infernus are probably going to go to California. In January, we always go to the NAMM show, so we're probably going to be out there for the NAMM show. It's like a convention for musical manufacturer instrument makers. Like Fender Guitar comes out there, Marshall is out there, all the big manufacturers out there, and they support a lot of what musicians do because equipment is expensive. And if we didn't have endorsements and we didn't have people helping us out, I mean, we wouldn't be able to afford half the gear that we have and half the recording equipment that we have if it wasn't for our endorsers. So we always make sure we go and hang out with them and see them and party with them and just thank them for all that they've done. We work with Jackson Guitars and Chris Canella, their A&R guy. He's been so awesome to us and it's beyond anybody that they could ask a favor for. He's been there for us. That's a huge thing for us. So we always like to make sure we go back and thank those people. But as far as touring, nothing probably until March, April, Europe, And then from there, we're talking to Indonesia. There's a festival out there. We're thinking of doing it in April. We've talked to Russia. We've talked to countries like Asia. So a lot of that. And I'm hoping, I've been hoping that maybe we might be in the States. I don't know.
I hope so.
Might be a chance.
And another scene that, I don't know if you guys are popular over there, but the Greek scene is just amazing.
Oh, yeah. We were just in Athens in 2011. We did a tour in Athens. We did Athens. We did Thessaloniki. But, yeah, it's fucking really good black metal scene in Greece. I actually, my family, my wife, her family is from Greece, and they have a home there. And I have a place that's about an hour outside of Athens that we go to every summer. And I'm always in Greece. I love Greece.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, it's really cool out there. We definitely plan on going back there.
Awesome. All right. And in your opinion, what makes Gorgoroth different than any other band?
Because we do what we want to do. We play. We never sit and say, I want to sound like Ghost, or I want to sound like this band, or I want to sound like Mulvaney. We've never had that come out of us. We've always been like our own thing, our truth. It's never been about trying to emulate other bands or trying to sound like this band or trying to sound that band. We've made our own sound and did our own thing. That's the pinnacle of music. If you're able to do that, I think Obituary did it in death metal, and Gorgoroth has definitely done it in black metal. And they set the bar, and then, hey, this is what it's about. And if you want to know, somebody said, look up death metal in the dictionary, Obituary would probably be the first band you see, and the same thing with black metal. Gorgoroth's right there, like, up in front of it.
Awesome. All right, what advice would you give to new bands just starting out?
Never give up. I was always, I never thought to quit. I got kicked out of bands. I wanted to join a band and they didn't take me. That kind of thing I've experienced. So I've been through every heartache, anything you can imagine in music and in bands. But I kept going. I kept staying and fighting. And never gave up. Never thought that I would fail one time. Never one time did I have a negative thought in my head that this is it, I'm done, I'm like, this is it, fuck this, I'm done with it. I never had a negative thought. It was always, I'm going to do this and I'm going to make it. And I ended up being in a huge death metal band. I toured with them for 20-some-odd years. I'm playing with Gorgoroth now. I couldn't be happier in my life ever. And if I didn't have all this, I'd still be as happy as I am, just because that's how I need to live. I can't live negative things and thinking negative. Although the music I play is very negative and everything is very, but that's how I get that relief out, is through the music.
All right. Now, do you share the satanic views, or is it just all like a gimmick to you?
No, we all share. We all share the same views as far as what the band is based are in. You know, we may have different ideas and different things and different ways how we express it, but we all are from the same school.
Yeah, because you hate when you see a band that's like all like evil and then they don't really believe.
Yeah, it's
a little bit
not true.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what the whole reason of our existence is, just to spread the word, and people sometimes just don't get that. And I can tell, but they're not part of it, so they wouldn't get it, obviously.
Right. All right, and what does the future hold for Gorgoroth?
A lot more touring, a lot more shows. Definitely the U.S. is gonna be very soon, I'm hoping. I mean, I'm the biggest advocate for the band to come to America, because this is where I live. It's my place. I want them to come. We're getting hit up by all the festivals in America, too, that want us to come to play. So it's just got to be the right moment. And I think it's going to be either 2014 or 2015.
I can't wait.
Yeah. I'm not getting any younger, so better be quicker than that.
Yeah. All right, well, thank you for the time. And I will definitely let you know when the download is available.